Thursday night, or Lechav Dalet Elul, Dvar Halacha. Okay, we're learning, we've been learning an Elul Mitzvah of Ben Odom HaChaveiro, and tonight we'll mention Achnosas Orchim, that it's Gemilas Chesed, sometimes it could be Tzedaka, and it's one of the few areas where you see that Bnei Ha'ir could be Kaifin Zal Zeh to arrange for a Hachnosas Orchim system, if that's the need of a city, if that's a problem and it doesn't exist, and there are people that come by and don't have a place to stay, so the Bnei Ha'ir could actually be Kaifin Zal Zeh, so that they shouldn't be like Sdom, the Shach says in Yeridaya. You know, it's a need of the city to have such a thing. Now, Chonosos Orchim, unfortunately, does not mean, unfortunately, because it doesn't mean to invite your friend for a meal. That's very nice. I'm not sure it's a good idea, but people do it. So, so they do it. But an Oreach, when you say Chonosos Orchim, means it doesn't have a place to eat or to sleep. And that's what an Oreach means. Now, it could be, you don't realize it even, if your neighbor's electricity goes out and they don't have what to eat because the food got spoiled or the food didn't cook, or they can't live there and they don't have a place to sleep tonight because, as I say, something could happen, the basement's flooded. So then, you are mekayem the mitzvah of achnasas orchim if you take them into your house. Even if your neighbor, if she burnt the supper, if the supper burnt, so you give them supper, that's achnasas orchim. Orech means that they don't have a place to eat or sleep, and you provide for them. So it has to be a need. It could be an asher also. If there's no hotel in this place he came, and he needs a place to sleep, so it obviously is by asherim also. Part of the mitzvah is to make him feel welcome. Part of the mitzvah is to, like Avraham Avinu ran out, to get them, to see them, so that they shouldn't feel uncomfortable. Maybe, I'm not suggesting this be done, but I think like the equivalent of giving them a key and saying, like, you know, just come and go when you want, feel free, that would be that equivalent of making him feel welcome, not making him feel like he's imposing. If you just, you know, say, you know, just go and come when you want. If you don't know who the person is, maybe you shouldn't give him a key. I don't know, but that's the idea.